Fartsy Mojo. You've probably heard this before, but what is this artsy fartsy mojo in everyone? Specifically, artists, or people who consider themselves to be artists. What does it mean to be artsy fartsy, so to speak? Well, to put it simply, it's an honest way of making an otherworldly reasoning for the simple fact that you have asked whatever you consider to be a work of art or a work of your artistic abilities. This specific level of bullshit convinces the human mind, for example, that a simple task as simply walking back and forth in a small circle will tell you the secrets of the universe and all past family lineages, including future ones, that are abominably linked to your past, present, and future chromosomes. The idea of being artsy-fartsy influences the common person to think of a piece of graphing paper with scribbles on it, with nothing but scribbles, scribbles, to a national treasure that surpasses that of that goes even further beyond the caliber of the Mona Lisa, the Screaming Man, and the Statue of David combined. The mere aspect of becoming one with this mojo will jade thyself into believing that your lover will say yes to having butt sex and a children's Ferris wheel in broad daylight, when your lover will actually say no. The artsy fartsy mojo is a plague among humankind. First, you look at a straight line, and then you think to yourself, wow, that is a straight line. I like that straight line. It is very sexy. Then your mind shifts from thinking about the straight line to overthinking about the straight line. You plunge deeper into the mojo, thinking of the possible functions of the straight line, how it's used towards the building blocks of our existence. You think to yourself, oh, it's because of the straight line that I have a life to begin with. However, it is because of that straight line that my lover said no to having butt sex in a children's Ferris wheel in broad daylight. Suddenly, thoughts about the straight line become monstrously rampant. Oh my god, the straight line pertains to everything now, doesn't it? Even the stuff that hasn't even existed yet. At this point, the straight line is completely overtaking you. Oh, am I drinking a nice cold glass of water? No, you're drinking a straight line. What's that? You're watching the television? So sorry, you're watching a straight line. Pardon? You're dating a Japanese woman? Nope, you're dating a straight line. Oh, I'm sorry, you got shot in the armpit with a stray bullet. Apologies, you got shot by a straight line. What was that? You paid $25 for the season pass for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate? Nope, you paid $25 to play as a straight line. You fiend! You're wanking off to a hot anime girl with big boobies? Incorrect! Tough titties! You're masturbating to a straight line. Gay? You misgendered a transgendered shemale? No S! You misgendered a transgender straight line. Impossible! You're receiving butt sex at a children's Ferris wheel in broad daylight? No! You're getting penetrated in the asshole by the biggest, blackest straight line. Our whole lives have been nothing but a straight line! See what happens when you let the arty farty mojo in? Nothing good will come of it. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. No matter how much you want to believe it will never happen. Live your life not as a graph paper covered in scribbles, but instead live your life as a straight line. This is Ramsay and Ryle signing out. Teedle teedle teedle! Ugh, I feel like a straight line right now. I don't know why.